is Mr. Moto. Mr. I.A. Moto.
NBC presents the world's greatest international secret agent, Mr. I.A. Moto, the popular Japanese character created by Pulitzer Prize winner John T. Marquand. Across the world, from Japan to Jersey, from Cape Horn to Murmansk, Mr. Moto is fighting the evils of communism quietly, ruthlessly, courageously. Tonight's story, Project 77, starring Mr. Moto, Mr. I.A. Moto.
Commander Freer, it is so simple.
No.
The drawing board is here. Pencils, rulers.
No.
A few lines and I will unchain you at once.
The answer is no. No.
Let us pray that your stubbornness
you
may be...
You fraud. You colossal, stinking, hypocritical, dirty...
No profanity, Commander. Please remember I am a minister of the gospel.
Tisdale, I'll get you for this. Someday I'll beat that sanctimonious face of yours and...
Turn on the sun lamp again, Katawa.
Yes, husband.
Thank you, my dear.
Listen up.
Commander, you look like a holiday in Miami. So terribly sunburned. Katawa, cool the commander with a little more vinegar.
Tisdale, for heaven's sake!
Commander Freer, if necessary, I will keep you under that sun lamp until your flesh can be flecked off and fed to the mountain birds. I always get what I want.
Do you?
Always. And I want Project 77.
The assignment on Project 77 began 2 feet in front of a jet motor, flying faster than sound. The roar of the jet never reached our ears as we streaked across the blue Pacific at 35,000 feet. I was being sent to Otaru, Japan, the land of my honored forefathers. As Otaru rushed up to meet us, looking white and serene beside the sparkling sea of Japan, I could see 200 miles away across the Tartar Strait, the gloomy coast of Russia. I have orders to report to Captain Thomas Denny, the officer in charge of the United States Naval Experimental Station at Otaru. The station consisted of 2 United States destroyer escorts moored to a dock at the end of which nestled 6 gray Quonset huts. Captain Denny, nervous and tense, was in his office in Hut A.
Commander Freer did not log aboard the night before last, Mr. Moto.
And he has not been seen since?
No.
He is entirely in charge of Project 77 here?
And anywhere else, didn't you know that?
Yes, but I wondered if you did. When were you last at sea?
Commander Freer and I took the Shelton out 9 days ago.
To where?
Commander Freer wished to test 77 on the Tuscarora Trench.
The what?
The Tuscarora Trench. It's an awe-inspiring sea, Mr. Moto. There's a canyon on the floor of the sea just east of Japan. Our sounding apparatus indicated depths of over 5,000 fathoms.
5,000 fathoms?
Yes, almost 6 miles, yes.
Go on, Captain Stanley.
Even at this enormous depth, even straight down through 6 miles of water, 77 caused explosions at the bottom of the Tuscarora.
Then the tests have been successful.
Beyond our wildest dreams.
Really?
Yes. Even underwater, 77 traveled in excess of 200 miles an hour. It isn't a torpedo, it's an underwater bullet. Small, jet-propelled, with an atomic warhead, it will end submarine warfare. No submersible in the world can elude a guided missile traveling at that speed.
Captain Stanley, are you aware that certain details of Project 77 are already in the hands of foreign agents?
Mr. Moto, you're joking.
No, no.
But it's absolutely top secret.
In January, an associate of Commander Freer's named Lowell disappeared in Paris. He had one of the anisotropic crystals with him.
Then you think...
Yes. Yes, I believe Commander Freer is the missing link. Jet-propelled underwater missiles are in the arsenals of every nation in the world. The big obstacle, keeping the missile on its course underwater at these high speeds, is hurdled by the anisotropic crystal. Diagrams of the crystal and the exact wavelength figure exist only in 2 places. Washington and Commander Freer's head.
Then he is the only man in the Orient who could...
Exactly. All that a potential enemy needs to know is the figure 1, followed by a decimal point and 5 unknown digits. This figure, plus a drawing of the crystal, equals 77.
So that if Commander Freer were forced to talk...
The project would become the property of whomever he talked to.
Mordo, what can we do? Commander Freer is my responsibility.
Who saw him last?
The officer of the deck saw him leave his laboratory in Hut B at 6:45.
The night before last?
Yes, it was the commander's habit to take a walk right after dinner every evening.
Ah, where?
Up the blossoming Shalimar along the Tsushima Road.
But wouldn't
we used to send a man along with him, but he insisted he could take care of himself. A missionary named Tisdale saw him pass.
Tisdale?
Yes, the Reverend James Tisdale, a Protestant missionary. He's a nice guy, not stuffy or anything like that. He has a mission up in the hills, married a native woman.
And he saw Commander Freer?
Go past the mission about 7:15 up into the hills. Freer waved and said good evening. He hasn't been seen since.
Then I will begin with the man who saw Commander Freer last. I shall invite myself to tea at the mission of the Reverend James Tisdale.
Morto, it is so refreshing to meet someone from the outside world.
Thank you, Reverend Tisdale.
I get lonely for informed conversation. More tea.
Thank you. It is delicious.
Katawa, tea, please. Mr. Morto, my wife is a Naina woman. She believes that a wife is a slave whose only duty is to serve her husband. She clings to her native customs and refuses to behave as my equal.
She is Christian?
No, I am leaving her conversion in the hands of the Almighty.
I bring the tea, Master.
No. And more little cakes, too. How thoughtful.
I will serve Mr. Moto first.
You should be honored, Mr. Moto. That is the first time she's ever done that.
But Mr. Moto is Japanese from America.
Thank you very much.
The tea cakes are surpassing delicacy.
Thank you.
It is my honor. Tea, Master.
But no, thank you, dear. That's all.
Yes, Master.
You see what I mean? Sometimes I think all the mystery of the Orient is hidden in those beautiful jet eyes. And her hands, so languid, so elegant.
The breeding of uncounted centuries.
Yes.
And now, Reverend Tisdale...
Oh, yes, about Commander Freer. I am very upset. The natives here, as you may know, are Ainus.
Yes, I do know.
They once occupied the whole of Japan. There are only some 12,000 of them left now. Their situation is not unlike that of the American Indian at home. Basically, they are honest, and I believe that because of this, I can help you.
And may I ask how?
The Ainus will talk to me where they would say nothing to an outsider. The country around here is wild and primitive, mostly hillmen, hunters. Many of them are bandits. Now, I suspect that a band of them somewhere in the hills have kidnapped Commander Freer and are holding him for ransom. I will ask about it at prayer meeting tonight.
You have a large parish?
No, only 400 converts in 3 years. But those who have embraced Christianity are fervent and sincere. If Commander Freer is anywhere in the district, someone in the congregation will come to me and tell me.
And when they do, you will contact me at the station, please.
Oh, at once, Mr. Moto. Immediately.
You have been very, very kind, and this has been very, very pleasant. Commander Freer's disappearance is more urgent than it appears on the surface.
I will try to help in my humble way.
Then I shall leave you now and thank you again.
It has been my pleasure, believe me.
Goodbye, Reverend Tisdale.
Goodbye, Mr. Moto.
Choto, down cellar, quickly. And bring the straw and the needles. We have wasted enough time on Commander Freer.
Coming, Louisa.
Now, really, Commander Freer, this has gone too far. It pains me deeply. You could be sold by the pound as raw beef. Now, will you do as I asked? Choto!
Because of my enormous stupidity, I could not at once lay my clumsy hands upon the straw and the needle.
Commander Freer is unconscious. A little vinegar will revive him. Quickly, Choto.
Yes, Rita.
Good. Now, Commander Freer, can you understand me? Can you hear me?
I won't do it.
Except for the method of keeping the missile on course, we have everything. I want the wavelength that excites that crystal and a diagram of the crystal itself. Now there is pencil and paper and a drawing board.
I won't do it. I mean it, Tisdale. You want to kill me, go ahead.
Choto, are you ready?
Does the barbarian understand?
Commander, Choto is an Ainu warrior. If you insist on being stubborn, he inserts that straw under your skin and blows you up, Commander Freer, until you burst like a balloon.
You fiend, you...
Go ahead, Choto.
Yes, Reva.
Don't please. All right, I'll give it to you.
Oh. God has banished the stubbornness from your soul. Unchanging, Choto.
Yes.
Hurry, Choto. Now, Commander. The figures, just four of them?
No, five.
Five decimal points?
Yes.
1 point what?
1, 2, 3, 8, 7, 7.
Excellent. Now the drawing, quickly.
Yes. It's so hard for me to move.
Help him, Choto.
Yes, Master.
That's it. Are you comfortable, Commander? Good. Then draw the crystal. Commander, in an hour you can be back at the station.
Have I your word?
A few lines on a piece of paper and you are free. I promise.
This. By this. Convex. On a paraboloid base. Distance C squared must be exactly. One wavelength for the radiation. For me, in phase.
Thank you, Commander. Choto?
Yes, Reva.
Listen carefully. Send a code cable to Comrade Kabalovsk in Vladivostok. He must get a plane to Otaru at once. Tell him I have obtained the last link in Project 77 and that I will deliver it to him tomorrow night at 7 in the Cafe of the Grinning Buddha.
I understand, Reva.
Good. Then I will prepare for prayer meeting. Commander Freer is unconscious again. Well, perhaps it is easier that way. Dispose of him. You can bury him somewhere in the hills.
Mr. Moto, you're wrong. Tisdale is a minister of the gospel. I'm as sure as I'm sitting here, he's on a level.
There should be a reply to my cable any moment now.
The man radiates sincerity and integrity.
I am sure the Reverend Tisdale gives an impression of great divinity. But, Captain Stanley, he is a liar.
How? Tell me one thing he said.
You forget, Captain Stanley, that I speak Japanese as fluently as I do English. He told me he had 400 positions. On my way home from the mission, I called on the peasants. They are simple people, good people. But, Captain Stanley, not once did I see a cross or a Bible. Not in a single home. These people are not being preached Christianity by today.
What does he preach?
I heard an old woman mutter, Kaminomichi, the way of the gods. These people are being preached a new Shintoism.
Shintoism?
With a new god to be worshipped. The god of communism. Tisdale tells them they are being exploited. The communists always work on minority groups. The pressed, the poor.
Come in. The table just came in, sir, for Mr. Moto.
Ah, thank you very much.
And there's something else, sir.
Just a moment, Mr. Lawson.
Ah, this is from the Board of Foreign Missions in Boston. No Protestant denomination has a resident missionary at Otaru. I was right.
I can't believe Tisdale's a phony.
Excuse me, sir. There's another message.
Yes?
A coolie just brought this to the front gate of Hut C. It's from Mr. Moto, too.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. That's all.
Yes, sir.
I am so very, very pleased. Everything is progressing very, very well.
Mind telling me why?
This is from the Ainu woman, Tisdale's wife. I knew I was right. I knew I recognized her signal. Here, read it.
Right here.
Oh, I am sorry. You do not read Japanese. Forgive me. She writes... To the first third.
Who's that?
Me. To the first served during the bells this evening.
I don't get it.
An Ainu woman of her breeding would always serve her husband first, no matter how important or how numerous the guests.
And didn't she?
This afternoon, when she served tea, twice she served me ahead of Tisdale. First with tea, then with little cakes. That is what she means by to the first first.
And the bells.
She wants me to come to her tonight while the Reverend Tisdale conducts what he calls his prayer meeting. Let me in, please. I am alone.
So, you have come.
Yes. Is he at church?
Yes. Come in, please.
I prostrate myself to your beauty and elegance.
Let us ignore manners and graciousness, Mr. Modo. The understanding of my message came to you.
With great clarity.
Three times I have prevented things from happening. While only hell could imitate the heat of my hate for this.
I understand.
I could not possibly betray my husband to a white barbarian. You are Japanese. You have been sent to me by Tao. Some of us look for the way in opium, some in whiskey, some in love, some in your God. The bell has stopped. It is a sign, Mr. Motor.
Most honorable lady. Your elegance is beyond statement, but the matter is so very, very urgent. May I humbly beg you to proceed?
The soul of Commander Freer has fled his body.
When?
The Tisdale exposed him to a lamp of the sun until he was the color of boiling blood.
How horrible.
This better this way. His agony was of the crashing of whales. A servant of my husband killed him in the hills.
Did the commander give your husband any information?
About a weapon, yes. About a thing called 7-7. A bullet that flies beneath the water.
What sort of information? Please hurry, honorable lady. This is of desperate urgency.
A series of numbers and a drawing of a crystal.
Where is it now?
The Tisdale carries it upon his revolting body. But tomorrow night.
Yes?
The drawing will be given to a man named Kavalov.
Kavalov?
A Russian from Vladivostok.
Where?
In the cafe of the Grinning Buddha and Feet of the Blossoming Shalimar.
May Tao shower on you 1,000 blessings.
Mr. Mordo, I ask only one thing.
It is granted.
I am a daughter of the House of Tung, the most glorious name in Ainu history. When I saw what the Tisdale meant to do to my people, I married him. I fight him constantly. If he knows I have betrayed him, he will kill me. Then my usefulness to my people will end.
I give you my word that you will be protected. Captain Stanley, I want you to send 20 men down to the Grinning Buddha Cafe and arrest Tisdale at once. You and I will accompany him.
Right.
Any word of the plane?
Not yet, but Vladivostok is only a 300-mile flight. All the radar stations have been notified. The moment Kavalov lands, he'll be arrested. Every patrol boat in the harbor is standing by.
Excellent. You have told the men that Tisdale is not a minister.
Yes.
Then let us go at once to the cafe of the Grinning Buddha.
I told you not to come here.
Master, Captain Stanley with 20 American sailors left the station 5 minutes ago.
What do you mean?
They're going to arrest you.
Arrest me? They wouldn't dare.
Last evening, Master, your honorable wife entertained the Japanese Mr. Moto.
Soto, what are you saying?
Master, I swear to truth. My brother watched the house while I was in the hills disposing of Commander Freer. When I came back, he told me. Moto talked to her during the prayer meeting. My brother saw him come and go.
You mean Katawa told him?
Yes, that... Master. You must leave at once. They will be here any moment.
Sabalovsk landed.
Not yet. The boat is waiting to meet the seaplane.
Take this paper. Go out in the boat and give it to Kavalov. When you have delivered it safely into his hands, come to the cave in the hills beside the Jasmine Bridge. Tatar and I will meet you there.
Leave her, master. She is against us.
That is why I shall take her with me.
Hurry, then. When you are not here, they will go at once to the mission.
Get that paper to Kavalov. I will collect my erring wife. You will meet us at the cave. They could look for 100 years and not find us in those hills.
I cannot understand it, Captain Sam. Tisdale has obviously left in a hurry. But somewhere in this mission, that woman would leave me a clue.
Mr. Lawton searched the house thoroughly. There was nothing.
Then somewhere in this chapel, we will find something. I know it.
Mr. Moto, Captain Stanley, come here quickly. Over here is the organ. It's not turned on. I just noticed. Look, 4 matches laid on the keys.
I knew it. I knew she would try to leave me a message.
What is it?
Wait, Captain Stanley. Don't touch the matches. Ah, a crucifix on top of the organ and 4 matches on the keys. And let me think.
I don't get it.
Matches on the key B, D, G, and E. B, D, G, E. Bridge, of course. She left the motor of the organ running and spelt out the word bridge.
Yeah, but what bridge?
Let me think.
Well, how does the crucifix work in?
Not a crucifix, Mr. Lawton. A cross. A cross, a bridge. What's that? There, on the floor.
Why, it's a flower.
A jasmine blossom. Across the Jasmine Bridge, Captain Stanley.
I think you've got something. There are caves up there, a lot of them. The bridge crosses a gorge and leads to a pass up the mountain of Yamada.
I knew she would do it. Hurry, Captain Stanley. Collect your men. We must go at once across the Jasmine Bridge. Captain Stanley, wait.
What?
Up the mountain there. You know, to the right.
Oh, it has a light.
Yes. Your binoculars, please.
Yeah, here.
Ah, a lantern in front of a rock.
What a woman. Jasmine blossoms at every turn in the path, now a lantern.
They are up there in one of the caves. The lantern is hidden from Tisdale by the rock. Give me your revolver, Captain.
Look, Mr. Moto, I...
Please, do as I say. The men are spread out too much. Get them together, and as quietly as it is possible for 20 American sailors to move, have them approach that cave. I will go in first.
No, Tisdale can have machine guns, rifles. Those caves are
please,
big.
Please, please. Mrs. Tisdale is a brave woman. I promise to protect her. Tisdale is capable of murdering her if she is cornered. Now, give me your whistle.
I can't let you risk this.
Please, your whistle. Assemble the men as quietly as possible. And above all, even if you hear shots, do not come into that cave until I blow this whistle.
Katawa, you have sinned against your husband. Sinned deeply. But as a man of God, I have decided to forgive you. Come here.
No.
You are more like an idol than a woman. You are very beautiful, and I love you very much. Even though you are a heathen native.
Native? I. My ancestors were carving trees when yours were cutting off each other's scalps with tomahawks. In 5 languages, I read and write. I read your Karl Marx in German before you read it in English. Native!
I love you when you're excited.
You are a monster of vulgarity and conceit. Yes, I betrayed you. And I've betrayed you before.
Look, Katawa, I can't play cat and mouse all night. Now, let's be friendly, shall we?
I suspect.
We're alone in this cave, and I'm your husband.
I wept with disgust in your presence.
I don't want to be brutal, Katawa.
Brutal? The roots is all you know.
Come here.
I'll carry your stick. I give it to
you. You little tiger.
Don't touch me. Let me go.
You're so beautiful, Katara. I love you.
You eat some trash heap.
That rosebud mouth to kiss it.
Bite me, will you? Then we'll play it our way.
You pig. You monster of evil.
You want to fight, we'll fight.
No.
You need a lesson, my little beauty, and now you're going to get it.
No. Please, in the name of God, I implore you not to.
You little...
Mr. Moto, thank God.
Mr. Moto, you have come...
Still.
I have suspected for some time that Katara and Choto were plotting against... Well, Mr. Moto, it is...
Kill him. Only death takes up the vastness of his evil. Shoot him, Mr. Moto, now.
Moto, I can explain everything. Please, now, put that gun down.
Davalos and Choto have been arrested. A patrol boat got to the seaplane the moment it landed.
Moto, please. No, please, now. Let me explain what has happened.
You were betrayed by the symbol you defiled. By a cross. In your own chapel.
Kill him, Mr. Moto. If you do not, he will talk himself free. He has done it before. I beg of you, Mr. Moto, listen to me. Look at me. I swear this man is a devil. He will get away unless you... Mr. Moto, look out. He has got a rock. Watch out.
Stop it, Tizel.
There's no chap living with it.
I am sorry. I hate to kill.
Who would have killed you? He has killed before.
Mrs. Tisdale, there are American sailors outside. Your clothes are torn. Please, would my coat save you
embarrassment? Nothing could cover my unfriendliness. To have been what I have been to a man who called himself a man of God.
He was not a man of God. He was a man of the devil. The Red Devil.
Just heard the world's greatest international secret agent, Mr. I.A. Moto. James Monk stars as Mr. Moto. The script was written and directed by Harry W. Duncan, produced by Carol Irwin. Members of the cast were Bill Smith, Connie Lemke, Bill Lipton, Scott Tennyson, and Ian Martin. The music was transcribed. This is Fred Collins speaking, and here with a preview of next week's story is Mr. I.A. Moto.
Thank you. Next week, a story of danger and a fight against the unknown. A search for the unsuspected man engaged in sabotage. And now, may the stars of night watch over your peace and repose. May your dreams be radiant with moonglow, shimmerous with enchantment. Good night.
It's the Silver Jubilee on NBC.